As we were telling you on Monday, there has been substantial interest in a story, and in particular the photograph which accompanied that story in the Sunday Times last weekend. It was a story on naturism or nudism. I think there is a defined difference, which revealed that the Irish Naturist Association has reported a 68% rise in membership over the past two summers, and that its members continue to promote body positivity through various weekly events which take place in remote parts of the country. But in this particular photograph, which is a quite spectacular picture, I have to say, to go with the article, it's a scene of six people in the nude on the slopes of Benbulbin. And I'm happy to say that we've tracked down the person who took the photograph, herself a member of the Irish Naturist Association. Ciara Patricia Langan is on the line. Good morning to Ciara.
Good morning, how are you doing?
And thanks for joining us. It's caused a lot of reaction, I have to say, and we'll come to the photograph in a moment, but the story was about the apparent increase in numbers interested in naturism and joining the group. That is the case, is it?
It certainly is, yeah. I've been a member now for a while, and I think that the numbers have doubled, certainly, in the last 3 years. Yeah.
Right, that man. And has the pandemic led, is that a direct result of that, or is it related to it at all, Ciara?
I should think it would have a direct influence, because people are kind of locked up in their homes and they're feeling unrealised and, you know, disconnected from society and missing their friends and their families and you know, taking off your clothes and just kind of being free or going for a swim in the nude. It's a very freeing experience, and it you know, for the first time it gives you a bit of adrenaline, but as you repeat the experience, it just makes you feel really relaxed and really natural in your own skin.
Right, okay. So what, there are about 500 members or so, I think, of the association?
Yeah, currently that, yeah.
Okay. Do you mind me asking how you became involved? Was it something you read about or heard about or...
It's quite natural, actually, the association. So I'm a sculptor and artist. I work in very many different materials. And I always used the natural form of the body to make my work, you know. My background is in holistic health and massage. So the human body was always one of my, my topics. And so gravitating towards the Irish Naturist Association, you know, they're naturists. So to kind of make work with them was really, really logical. And I suppose natural affinities happened over the years as well with body painting cork and things like that. And so I started making a body of work in three years ago called the Coastal Bodies Project. And the INA certainly did help galvanise the project as it moved around the country. The numbers grew and, you know, there was a natural affinity with the group there.
Right, okay. So tell us about this Benbulbin picture, this photograph, which we have up on our social media. And I have to say, artistically, it is quite a stunning picture, because we all know how scenic Benbulbin is, apart from anything else. So how did the picture come? It was you who took the picture, Ciara. So how did it come about?
I did. Well, Benbulbin was one of our tour locations. So we gathered and we went for a hike. And it was a beautiful day. Benbulbin, it's such a stunning area, such a stunning mountain. So we took some shots at the foothills of Benbulbin, and then we went for a swim in the local beach. And that's typically what happens on a tour day, that we have maybe one or two locations and we just take photographs very naturally. They're not hugely posed. A lot of the poses, actually, I ask the people themselves to help form whatever form we're making, wherever we are. So it's very democratic art, if you like. So that was just part of the tour. So I think that might have been the 16th or 17th installation now at this stage.
Right, okay. So and as you say, you there were, I think there were six people in the photograph. You went swimming on a local beach.
Yeah.
And doesn't cause any offence to anybody, or you don't...
Not at all. The beach that we went to was—I can't pronounce it. Maybe you can help me. Trawalla.
Yeah, Trawalla. And I think it's Trawalla. It's on your website. I think as one of the beaches where naturism or nudism is accepted or welcome.
Well, we actually met two other naturists that day when we went to take some shots at the beach. They walked up towards us, and it was so lovely, actually, because we didn't know each other and we didn't know we were going to be there either, and just bumping into other naturists, you know, is a lovely thing.
Right, okay. And Benbulbin didn't pose a problem, Ciara. Was it six or seven people on Benbulbin? Was there anybody walking there and
what
was their reaction?
In general, 99.9% of the time, people are actually very welcoming to it because they understand that it is a kind of an art form, and art is about, I suppose, bringing culture forward, certainly from my perspective as a sculptor. You can sculpt culture, and what I would like is for people to be more comfortable in their bodies. So I think people have an awareness of that, and even families that were passing with their children, but there's no real issue because the human body itself is not offensive, you know, in its natural form. And certainly in that context, it's a lot more natural to see a naked body, we'll say, in the Irish landscape, just being normal with itself rather than being hypersexualized or dressed up in any way and garnished and again hypersexualized. People realize that there's no sexuality inherent there.
Yeah.
So it's not threatening. It's just a very beautiful form of art.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I say, people can check out the photograph on our website or on our Facebook site and on our Twitter account as well, and see what you think for yourself. You mentioned the Coastal Bodies Tour, Ciara, that you're involved in. What is that exactly? And you and your members travel from area to area, is it, on a regular basis? Or
We do now. It's been really difficult with the lockdowns because obviously we need to keep everybody safe and make sure that, you know, we're following the letter of the law in terms of what we can do and not do during the lockdown. So the tour had to slow down a hell of a lot. So it's year three now at this stage, and we should have had a lot more installations done at this stage. But actually it's okay because more people are actually connecting with the Coastal Bodies Tour. The email is coastalbodies2021@gmail.com. And naturally, people are just gravitating towards that, wishing for it to do maybe just for a one-off. And some people do it for a one-off and then realise they really like it, so they do it again. So the membership of Coastal Bodies has certainly grown hugely over the last year, which I found very surprising because I thought that form of art might actually completely die down during the pandemic, and it's been quite the opposite. People are way more interested in doing it.
Okay, so you meet up as a group on a weekly basis, regular basis, for various activities. That's essentially how it works.
The Coastal Bodies Tour does that. I'm not sure now. I couldn't actually give you locked down dates because everything has been kind of switched around with COVID. But certainly there's a Ball and a Slow Swim every second Sunday. And there's also Letterkenny Hike, which is fantastic. I haven't been yet, but the photographs are beautiful. It's a really lovely area. And so there's various other beaches as well that people frequent. And certainly every weekend people do meet up,
Right, okay. And we have people texting us this morning, and there were people commenting on our Facebook page as well, just wondering how they can become involved. How simple is it to get involved and to become a member of the Naturist Association?
Well, you can just put it into Google, and it's easy as, I think it's probably €50 for the year. I'm not sure about that now. But it's a very easy process. You just fill out a form. But if you wanted a taste today, that's no problem. Also, you just maybe contact Letitia or whoever is doing the emails and just say you're interested. And wherever your location is, they'll find you a kind of a nearby setting to connect, obviously for free. And, you know, just have a little exploration of whether you like it or not.
Right, okay. Very interesting. And the Ben Bulbin trip, was that a one-off, Ciara, or will you be back again there, do you think?
the location there is so stunning. I definitely do want to do another installation in Sligo anyway, certainly. So I will be back, yes.